you got
cooking?
How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Merry COVID Christmas, everybody! Ho, ho, ho! Yeah, okay. That was a little over the top, uncalled for. At the very least, it was slightly disrespectful. Given the gravity of the pandemic and all. But you know me, always trying to get a laugh, even if it is gallows humor. And if I'm being perfectly honest, the coronavirus is no laughing matter, because so many people have suffered. Some have even died. I've lost 3 friends so far, so I guess I shouldn't be so cavalier about it. But heck, that's just my way of dealing with the stress of it all, you know? It does seem like this dreadful mess just won't go away, doesn't it? I mean, we've got to be thankful to God that there's a vaccine on the horizon, and officials are now saying we could have all medical workers and first responders inoculated by the end of the year, so that's incredibly good news. But it won't be in time for most of us to be able to have a normal family Christmas celebration, and that's really disappointing to me. On the other hand, so long as I'm trying to be funny in an arrogant, offhanded way, I guess there's always the possibility that some of you are actually happy that you won't have to spend Christmas Day making nice with family members that you don't really like all that much. Now, I'm certainly not in that boat. Oh, sure, I have more than my fair share of relatives I don't particularly care for, but I haven't spent Christmas with any of those people in decades. So, like I said, I'm not in that boat. But we've all got a weird cousin or an uncle with a prison record that we don't really want to spend time with. So the pandemic is a perfect excuse to avoid that, right? Oh, Christmas dinner? Oh, no. We're having a quarantine Christmas this year, so we'll just have to pass. Maybe next year. Next decade. Next century. Okay, so old Randy's having a cavalier Christmas, is he? Always the wiseacre, that old Randy. Can't take anything seriously. Always making a joke out of everything. But that's the way I've been all my life, so why change now? I'd watch the Red Skelton show on TV when I was a kid, and my mother would say, "Randy, don't laugh so loud." You know, I never got that. I always thought laughter was life. Or at the very least, I thought we should laugh at life. Why not? After all, life's too short to take seriously, you know? Well, I'll give you a good example. My son, Derek, whom I haven't hugged for months, by the way, my son and I were texting back and forth last weekend about fantasy football. Let me just go on record right up front. My fantasy football team sucks. It has cratered. My daughter Skylar and I have a fantasy team together, and we started out the year with Ezekiel Elliott, George Kittle, and Odell Beckham Jr., all of whom have either gloriously underperformed or have been on injured reserve all year. So we've lost something like 6 games in a row, might be 7, I don't know. So my son sarcastically pointed out that one of our running backs broke off a long TD run that scored our fantasy team about 12 points in one play. And he said, "Hey, Dad, Aaron Jones just gave your fantasy team new life." Old rude Randy texted right back, "Jesus is the only one who's ever been truly raised from the dead." I thought it was hilarious, but I know I have friends at church who'd call me blasphemous for that. Or sacrilegious, at the very least. You know, because I made a joke with Jesus as part of the punchline. But I've always said, if you don't think God has a sense of humor, just check out the person sitting in the car next to you at a red light. And I'm sorry if you're offended by my Jesus joke, but I think God enjoys a good laugh just as much as the rest of us do. And so long as it doesn't ridicule my faith, I don't see any harm in it. And I don't think that ridicules my faith. So if you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift to give old rude Randy, just give me a laugh. Or better yet, laugh at one of my stupid jokes. You know, making people laugh has always been my highest ambition in life. And if you want to see something really funny, check out my fantasy football roster. It's a scream. My wife even told me, you and Skyler should make your decisions about which players to start and then just do the opposite. That's how absurd it's become. I'm taking fantasy football tips from my wife. But there are some serious subjects that pop up this time every year. And one of them is remembering to be thankful to God for the blessings in our lives. And I don't know about you, but I've got a Santa Claus-sized bag full of blessings that I don't deserve, but God has given me in spite of my rude sense of humor. In fact, I pray to God every morning. And one of the things I try to do during that time is remind myself how fortunate I am. I do that by trying to list the blessings in my life. My wife and family, my home, plenty of good food to eat. We'll talk about that more in the next segment. And in that regard, I thank God for the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show and for all you nice folks who bother to listen to it. But that only scratches the surface of the blessings that I have, that we have. So it's during the holidays that many of us start to think of ways we can give back. In point of fact, Christmas is a celebration designed to remind us of how God gave us His Son, and that actually is the basis for gift giving at Christmas time. But my question is, why should we stop with giving gifts to our immediate family or maybe close friends? If God has been so generous with us, we should reflect that same attitude in our gift giving that goes beyond those who are in our inner circle of family and friends. And it's not like it's difficult to find ways to do that. Now, for instance, if you're thankful for good health, especially your children's good health, check out Make-A-Wish or St. Jude's Hospital. I spent many hours inside St. Jude's, and I know the incredible work they do there. You know, I even ran into my old buddy Clay Walker at St. Jude's one day, but he was playing with the kids who were patients there. So we just shook hands and made plans to talk later. Here's another one. If your kids have more toys than they'll ever be able to play with, then think about giving something to Toys for Tots. I can even remember playing in a charity flag football game, as a much younger man, by the way. It was the radio station I worked for versus a local TV station in my hometown of Fort Worth. Hey, this was 1968. I had a hairdo that only a Grateful Dead fan could appreciate, so it was absolutely comical. I mean, just imagine a bunch of disc jockeys playing against a group of TV anchors. You talk about bad football. Heck, even the Houston Texans could have beaten us. But the good part was that everybody who wanted to watch that poor excuse for a football game, their ticket in was a new toy for the Toys for Tots campaign. So that's a great way to give back, Toys for Tots. But those are only a couple of examples. There are lots more. How about the United Way or the Salvation Army? You know, the Salvation Army has so many programs, it's kind of difficult to know where to begin. And then there's the Prison Fellowship Angel Tree. No, don't get the wrong idea. You donate a gift to a child who has at least one parent in prison. Sure, their parents have made some bad decisions, but that's no reason to punish the children. Heck, even the Bible says, "For the Lord hears the needy and does not despise His own people who are prisoners." If God can remember those who are in prison, so should we. And I'm a really strong law and order guy, so don't start calling me some kind of bleeding heart liberal who wants to let everybody out of jail. I just believe we should reflect the love of God, especially this time of year, and the children of prisoners deserve mercy too. And don't forget Operation Christmas Child, or Operation Christmas Spirit, or even better yet, look up the Houston Children's Charity on the West Loop. They help local kids who might not get anything for Christmas. And that's just heartbreaking for me to consider. But when I was listing off all the incredible blessings that God has given me, one of them was good food. Now, there's going to be plenty of that in the Haynes household on Christmas Day. But that's not necessarily the case everywhere. So that's the subject of today's installment of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. And I invite you to stick around for the next two segments to find out how you can feed some hungry people right here in Houston. So, Merry COVID Christmas, everybody. Ho, ho, ho. Yeah, hey, maybe it is a quarantine Christmas, but we're just going to do what we have to do, right? Suck it up, Buttercup. Or, better yet, as an old friend of mine said to me this past week, I just refuse to die.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Seeley on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Seeley on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
It's been far too long since we had this person on the show. Say hello to Barbara Bronstein, the founder of Second Servings of Houston. Welcome back, Barbara.
Hi, Randy. Thanks for inviting me.
It's always a pleasure. You know, I say it's been far too long since we had this person on the show, rather gratuitously from time to time. But in your case, it is absolutely true. I was looking back. It's been at least 2 years, maybe more, since we talked to you about Second Servings. And Second Servings is the perfect charity to which our listeners could donate this holiday season, because your entire operation is food-centric, after all. But we'll get to that in a few minutes. Since it's been so long since we had you on the show, we have a lot of new listeners, and let's give them the opportunity to know who you are. Where were you born, reared, go to school, things like that?
I grew up in New York and went to college up in Boston, to Tufts University, and went to graduate school in New York, New York University, for a graduate degree, an MBA in marketing. I started my career with a global giant, Unilever, and moved to Houston to join another global corporation, Mars Incorporated. And since that time, I've worked with different industries, including food and beverage. But I retired, and now I'm in my second career.
Well, so how did you become interested in a charity that addresses the issue of food insecurity? Was it a particular incident?
Well, yes. I attend a luncheon every year, a charity luncheon, a couple of them. And I got tired of seeing food being wasted from last-minute no-shows. I came to find out that the food, which was paid for and in the kitchen, was generally getting thrown out. So I made some inquiries and discovered that the rescue of food that has been unserved is perfectly legal. And I researched it across the country and discovered that what it was called, food rescue or food recovery, was happening all over the country. In fact, all over the world.
Well, you have a revealing quote on your website. It says, 16% of Houstonians face food insecurity, while nearly 40% of the available food supply goes to waste. That's a sobering thought. So explain, how does almost 40% of our available food supply go to waste?
Well, one of the reasons is the confusing package dates. 90% of Americans, including me at the beginning, throw away food before it's actually unsafe to eat because of those dates. Now, those dates do not indicate food safety, but rather the manufacturer's best guess at peak quality, maybe texture, maybe color, maybe flavor, or they're used as guides to shelf rotation for the retailers, but it is not an indication of food safety. In fact, only one item in the supermarket is federally mandated to carry a date, and that's infant formula.
Wow. Well, and there's another quote on your website that really struck me as well. It was a quote from you. You said, "We don't have a food shortage problem. We have a food distribution problem." Explain what you mean by that.
There's plenty of food to go around, and we pick it up every day and are constantly amazed at not only the quantity, but the quality of the food we receive. So we call on retailers, manufacturers, distributors, and others who have surplus food that is either unsold or unserved, and they rely on us to distribute it to the people in need at over 90 different local charity sites.
So before you actually founded Second Servings, you said you did a lot of research, and I'm right there with you, girl. Google is your friend. But you looked up food rescue organizations in big cities all over the country, and you took some of their best practices, one from here, one from there, and you put it all together to formulate how you operated and your vision for Second Servings of Houston. Give us some examples.
Great. It was very important to look across the spectrum. There are food rescue organizations that are doing food rescue in very different ways. So one immediate idea was to have refrigerated vans because our weather is hot most of the year. And that is the safest way to distribute food. The other is that I pay my drivers. They're all part-time food rescue drivers who are so dedicated to our cause, and they're the face of our organization. Other organizations use volunteers. However, I felt that it was 100% reliability that would determine our success. And that has been the case. We have wonderful drivers, and we even have a backup driver in our office in case he is needed to back up our regular drivers.
Well, let's discuss the scale of your operation at Second Servings of Houston, because we're happy to hear that it's grown considerably since we last had you as a guest on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. How has your organization grown over the last couple of years?
We have grown very quickly, and we are now up to 4 refrigerated vans that make daily runs to our over 400 food donors. So we have a network of donors that range from small to very large, where we can pick up an entire van load. And we have gone farther outside of the Beltway, if warranted, for full truckload quantities. So we are continuing to grow, and we are looking forward to another big year next year.
So now, to understand the logistics of what you actually do at Second Servings of Houston, you go to these food providers, whoever they might be, you pick up the leftover or excess food, and then you deliver it to charitable organizations that feed the homeless or various other groups. Am I getting that right?
Yes. And we're different from a food bank in the sense that we don't store the food. We pick it up and deliver it the same day, so that it maximizes the food's freshness and minimizes our costs. And we are working with now over 90 charity sites to supply them with incredible food.
So how many food service providers do you work with? Give us some examples of names we'd recognize.
We work with over 400 food donors, including several Kroger stores, Target stores, Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, Anton's Sandwich Commissary, Oak Farms Dairy, Snap Kitchen. We have a whole host of others who we rescue from on occasion, like Imperfect Foods, as well as hotels and businesses that have surplus unsold food.
And how many food charities do you think you work with? Again, give us some names we'd recognize.
We work with so many. We work with soup kitchens such as The Beacon, Martha's Kitchen, and Loaves and Fishes. We also work with residential recovery centers such as ReCenter and Project Hope. We work with low-income housing such as New Hope Housing's properties. We work with a myriad of agencies, and right now, they number over 90. We started with one, and now we've built that network to over 90, and we have more on our waiting list.
Well, we've run out of time in this first segment, but I want to give you multiple chances to tell us how our listeners can donate to Second Servings of Houston. So tell us how to do that.
There are several ways. On our website is an opportunity to donate in 2 different ways. We have a holiday campaign that will help people during the holidays and help us continue feeding people throughout the year with our surplus food. We also have a program called Dinners on Us, which you can read about online, where we are actually having meals prepared for us by the chefs at Hess Corporation, the energy company, to provide chef-prepared meals to people in need throughout the year. And we've already done 28 drive-through food distributions where we've included the chef-prepared dinners for our community.
COVID has undoubtedly had a big impact on food insecurity in Houston, so we want to talk about that in the next segment. Can you stick around for a few minutes, Barbara?
Absolutely.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We're visiting with a dear friend of the show, Barbara Bronstein of Second Servings of Houston on the show today. Second Servings is a food rescue organization. They work directly with food service providers like restaurateurs, caterers, and the like, and they pick up the excess food at the end of the business day and then deliver it directly to the food charities all over Houston to feed the homeless and other people who suffer from food insecurity. Thanks for sticking around with us, Barbara. They might not be homeless, but they could be foodless. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. There is so much need right now. Before COVID, the food insecurity rate among adults was 16%. Among children, 25%. It's possibly even double that level now based on a USDA study that showed that the rates had doubled across the country.
Wow. You know, I worked with Sister Rosemary and Chef Billy over at Loaves and Fishes for many, many years. And I can testify those people don't waste a single bite of that food that's donated to them. So I know firsthand how much they look forward to seeing the second serving's trucks pull up to their delivery doors. Do you have any stories?
We've had some unusual pickups. We actually even picked up pet food, gourmet pet food, but we knew exactly where to bring it. The Interfaith Ministries Meals on Wheels program has a program called Annie Meals, and they were thrilled to get it. We pick up truckloads of fresh vegetables that always amaze us, and that's really the food that the charities value so highly. We also get some unusual foods. We have gotten a truckload of gummy bears. And that was a delight for the places that have children living at them. But all in all, it's great quality food that people who are living in food deserts don't have access to easily. And we deliver it for free. We never charge for our services.
Well, it's really encouraging to hear that Second Servings has grown so much over the last couple of years. But the wild card in all this is the pandemic. COVID and the shutdowns have created lots of unemployment and, by extension, even more food insecurity in our city. So I imagine that many of the places, like Loaves and Fishes, have seen an increase in demand. Am I right?
Yes, all of our charities have an increase in demand.
And so there's a greater demand for the service you provide as well.
Fortunately, we've been able to add some new charities to our network when some of our established charities were forced to go virtual. So we've been able to reach new people. We've also reached new people through new alliances that we've created. When COVID struck, there was so much food that was in the pipeline because the food supply chain was so severely disrupted. And we had to think creatively, how do we access as much as we can with our mini fleet? So we turned to Acme Party Intent Rental Company because their trucks and drivers were idle. There weren't any events happening. We also turned to Precinct 2's idle Parks and Recreations truck that Precinct 2 was able to pick up 24,000 apples and pears from a school lunch provider with no place to send it.
Wow.
And so Precinct 2 was able to set up pop-up distributions at community centers with the food that we were dispatching them to get, and it reached a whole new audience for us as well. So it has required a lot of flexibility, creativity, and resourcefulness to access as much as we can all the time from the COVID food disruptions.
Yeah, by comparison, a lot of the restaurants, a lot of the banquet halls, a lot of the galas for which caterers produce large amounts of food, all of those things have been canceled or closed. And that impacts your sources for the surplus food to pick up and deliver to these charity concerns. Talk about those dynamics for a few moments.
To a certain degree, but most people think that Second Servings must rescue from restaurants primarily. Actually, in 2019, restaurants accounted for less than 1% of our volume.
Wow.
This year, it will be more because we've unfortunately had to close out restaurants and hotels that have perishable food that would otherwise go to waste when they are either shutting down temporarily or permanently. It's been very sad, and that was one of the influences we had on creating a program to address food insecurity with chef-prepared meals.
But we should emphasize once again that food insecurity is not just about feeding the homeless. There are lots of other groups that need help with food insecurity. Give us a list of some of the other groups.
Well, some of the other groups are residential programs that have adults in alcohol and drug abuse recovery. Some of the others are developmentally challenged adults, disabled homeless seniors, abused women and children in confidential shelters, youth at risk, homeless families who are sheltered in emergency shelters. So there are a lot of people who need the help. We also are expanding our reach to low-income housing because many of those people are in need because they've lost jobs due to COVID and the oil industry collapse. And we want to reach them. They may not be the traditional food pantry shopper, but they are certainly in need right now as an unusual circumstance of the COVID situation.
Plus, food waste actually contributes to climate change. I saw that on your website. Explain.
The largest element in the landfill at 21% is food waste. When food decomposes in the landfill, it emits potent greenhouse gas, which is a major contributor to climate change. So if we can keep more food out of the landfill, our environment can stay cleaner, and we all win.
The holidays are a time for us to be thankful to God for all the blessings that He's given us. And lots of our listeners want to dedicate either some time or maybe some food or even money to a worthy charity this time of year. So tell us how Second Servings of Houston can be of benefit.
We would love to have support from the community. This year we've been blessed with a lot of people who found out about us and are helping us to operate. I am a volunteer, so there's no big executive salary here, but we do have expenses of fuel for our vans. We pay our drivers, and we have a small staff that handles logistics, communications, and recipient relations. So any help that people are interested in providing will go 100% to our operations. They can contribute online. They can read about our COVID response, our mass meal relief program that is the largest one in Houston, as well as texting 50155 to make a donation.
And I even remember you saying something to me one time about how much can be accomplished with the donation of just $1. What was that equation again?
Well, we are fortunate to be able to deliver over $60 worth of food for every dollar we spend.
That's pretty good return on your dollar, folks. So for listeners who want to make a charitable donation to help those who are in need this holiday season, tell us once again, how do we contact you and donate money to Second Servings of Houston?
Our website is the best place to go. It's secondservingshouston.org. There's a way to contribute online easily. And there's also an opportunity to mail a check if you prefer that course of action. Our address is there. Our federal tax ID number is there. We are a bona fide nonprofit. So we send receipts, or you'll get a receipt online automatically for your records. And we really appreciate any and all support. We will put it to good use, feeding our community.
And we appreciate you founding Second Servings of Houston and your continued dedication to the work, Barbara. Merry Christmas. I promise we won't wait so long to have you back, okay?
Thanks, Randy. I appreciate it.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Seeley on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Here's a voice I love to hear. It's my old Hudson and Harrigan partner on the radio for 30 years, Fred Olson. How are you, Pard?
Oh, I'm doing just fine here, doing Hudson Keithen.
Boy, that COVID really affected your voice, man.
Oh, it did, yes. We're hunting wabbits.
No, when I say how are you, I really mean how are you.
I'm good.
Because you and your wife Bev are recovering from a pretty nasty bout with COVID. And a lot of listeners have asked me how you two are doing. So what's the latest?
Still a little fatigued. I'm not quite up to 100%. Maybe 90%, pretty much.
And you said you were having some problems with your voice?
Yeah, when I talk for a long time, it kind of goes like this, so. But you get everybody's attention at Walmart if you talk like Elvis. You turn right around on you. That or Walter Brennan. You ain't tooting. Where's your cat poo? Real nice place.
Well, no doubt you had to alter your Thanksgiving plans. I think you even told us you did drive-through Thanksgiving, right?
Yes, we did. We did drive-through Thanksgiving at a place that we normally love, but they forgot the dressing. and the pie.
Ooh.
And my wife was livid because that's what she wanted most was the dressing. I'm not going to say any names, but it was, oh, she was so, I've never seen her so mad.
Really?
Oh, yeah, well.
Well, what about Christmas? Is COVID going to affect your Christmas? Will the kids be visiting or not?
They're going to come in January. So they're coming late January. And it all falls together. We will probably have some friends over. We're going to see. So that's still kind of up in the air. But the house is decorated. Thank goodness my wife did that before we got sick. Otherwise, we wouldn't have cared.
But she decorates in September, doesn't she?
No. Let's be fair, November 1st. It's true.
Well, I think we've kind of resigned ourselves to a holly zoomy Christmas with Derek and Danielle and Liam. Of course, Skylar works at home and lives alone, so she pretty much quarantines all the time. We'll get to be with her. But we're kind of praying for a happy vaccine new year.
Hey, that would be wonderful. You know, Michael, my stepson, just last week, he was doing a piece on the internet, and he said, you know, hindsight is 2020, and we can't wait to make 2020 our hindsight. And
amen.
Somebody said, boy, this year has been the longest 20 years of my life.
That's good.
So that's what it feels like. So I'll be happy for the new year to start.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing my grandson's Little League games again.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of games, shall we broach the subject of last week's heartbreaker with the Colts?
No.
That was one of the worst losses ever because the Texans had a really good shot at stealing that one. But again, old 2020 just keeps bringing more and more misery, don't it?
Well, I think they had the ball tested for COVID and it came back positive and it just didn't know what direction to go. So it just kind of skittered along the ground.
Well, there were some good trends in the game.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the defense making that goal line stand and the offense was clicking, despite the fact that Deshaun didn't have his top receivers. But I think that's what made losing it on a fumble at the 2-yard line so bad in the first place. Because they had Indy dead to rights and they couldn't execute one of the most simple exchanges in the game, the center snapping the ball to the quarterback. I just had to get up and walk away from the TV. I was thoroughly disgusted. What about you?
Well, of course. We didn't have Roby, who is arguably our best defensive player in the backfield, in the secondary. And also, we didn't have our number one fastest receiver in the NFL. So to see them even play that well was good. And you're going, they've got this second goal. It's going to be awesome. They're going to really make my day.
Yep.
And you go, okay, where's the channel changer?
I just got up and walked away from the TV. I just couldn't even look at it anymore.
The ultimate insult is flip it over to the Hallmark Channel after that. And Oof.
Well, that's why I have multiple TVs in the house, so I can go somewhere else and watch football.
you men who are listening right now, and women too as well, I'm not going to exclude anybody, but if you ever watch the Hallmark Channel, we watch it to look for the bad fake snow. I'm serious. They have to hire people to go, bring in the snow crew. All right, make it as...
I bet they've got a union in Hollywood.
Well, it's funny because it only snows on one side of the street in Hallmark.
Yeah.
So that's how it works.
Well, after that game, I almost immediately texted my son and I said, snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. And he came right back and said, that's funny. I use that line a lot, but I know I stole it from Hudson and Harrigan.
Yeah.
I said, candidly, I'm pretty sure we stole it from somebody else.
Yeah, I think Randy Brown, I think we stole it from Randy Brown.
But we certainly had many occasions to use it back when the Oilers were in town.
Oof.
Some things never change, do they?
Well, it's just, there's always next year. And,
oh, gosh.
Well, look at it this way. Our cap space, we have, like, no room. And you look at people like the Jaguars have, like, I don't know, 60, 70 million in cap space that they can spend on people. Same with the Colts have an outrageous amount of money in cap space. And so we don't have any unless we, you know, let people go. And
Well, in that regard, Derek even said, did you see J.J. Watt's just trade me face after the game?
Mm.
And that raises a much discussed issue of whether the Texans should seriously consider that idea. I mean, JJ's only got a couple of good years left in him. And you know this new head coach and this new GM are going to want to do a major rebuild around Watson. So Watt doesn't really have that kind of time left. Are the Texans doing JJ and themselves a disservice by not letting him go to a contender so he can play for a championship? Does he deserve that from us?
I wonder, but what can you get for him? And it comes down to, you know, it's horse trading at this point if you're going to do it. So do you get a second round for him or a third rounder? And then you try to package our 2/3 for a 2.
I don't know.
It's, you know, I just think he's had a heck of a season for, you know, being on the downside and kind of in the twilight of his incredible career, but he's still fun to watch, man. Last week, I mean, batting down passes and intercepted. I mean, he's just, so anyway, we got the Bears.
Yeah, and the Bears have lost 6 in a row. Think about this, Fred. The Bears drafted Mitchell Trubisky ahead of both Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. If you think Houston fans are mad, just be glad you don't live in Chicago.
Oh, man. Can you imagine who made that decision? Well, he's probably gone now.
Da Bears. You know, they'll probably play their best game of the year. It's just 2020 again. It's an absolute dumpster fire.
Are we going there? I can't remember.
I don't know either.
I
looked at the schedule and noticed the Bears, but that's as far as I got. Where they're playing, I don't know. Snow or no snow?
Yeah, that makes a difference when you're trying to hike the ball in the, you know, second and goal.
But seriously, now, when you hike the ball. Oh, did you have to bring that up again?
Yeah, well, I'm a bad boy.
Well, going back to J.J. Watt for just a moment. Personally, I would absolutely gag to see J.J. Watt in Pittsburgh black and gold, or even worse, Dallas blue and silver. I said that to Derek, and he said, the Cowboys are worse than the Texans, and they can't trade him to Dallas. And I said, why can't they trade him to Dallas? And he said, because I would never forgive them.
That's a natural law of science. No, it can't happen. But hey, you know, Cowboys are capable of doing anything like we are. We're capable of screwing up, and they just, boy, they're just such a mess. Like I say, you're one hit away from mediocrity or worse.
Yeah, or one bad trade away.
that's true, too.
You know, the problem is, Fred, that now Houston, on top of all the other weird things we're famous for, we're now going to be known for the snap. You realize that's part of our legacy now.
That snap. It's like the fumble rooski?
Yes.
The
immaculate reception in reverse.
That's another one, yes. Oh.
Well, we spent the previous 2 segments of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show talking about Christmas charity, and this has actually been the perfect follow-up segment because the Texans gave away that game. But I'm not going to give up on them.
Yeah.
Go Texans, beat the Fighting Trubiskys this weekend.
The Fighting Trubiskys.
You guys stay safe. We'll talk next week, okay?
And healthier next week, too.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something else?